Ah, we're back. The WIP afternoon show.
Yeah!
We're like Spike and Fritz.
There you go.
We're the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant and Marina in Chesapeake City, Maryland. Beautiful out here on the deck. Ike, how you feeling, brother?
What's up, brother Spike? I mean, wake up out this beast! Let's go, everybody! There we go.
Wow.
Get everybody
Get this guy in front of a crowd.
Well, you know me. I'm a ham and egger.
Yep.
Big win last night, Jackie Baseball. Thank God for you, because let me tell you, this thing was starting to head in deadly territory of you having to defend a bunch of angry fans. You had to defend against that.
Against
that. All right, holla at your boy.
I like that you went straight to deadly. Like,
well,
you know.
I'm just saying. Yeah. That's where we're. I mean, 9 out of 10.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's where we were at.
Is it the deadliest catch later?
We needed that last night.
Can we go on a boat ride after the show?
Sure, we can. I'm sure.
Speaking of boat ride, where are we that we have boats out here?
What's that?
I said, where are we?
We are at
that we have boats outside.
The Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. We're out here on the deck. It's beautiful.
It
what a beautiful day for it, by the way. We should do the show here all the time. I mean, look at this. Yeah, well, they'd be all right with that.
Yep.
It's beautiful, man. I saw Jack eating the crab cake Caesar earlier.
Always
enjoying
eating.
That.
Yeah. Always eating.
Yep. The puppies are purring.
Yeah, Jack's
his feet out.
Yep.
Yeah, that's never good.
Curved toes and long nails, baby.
Oh, that's disgusting. You're at work.
Curved toes and long nails.
By the way,
nails,
people are
man,
eating
that is
here.
Bad, man, seriously.
Yeah, people are eating. You got the toes coming out.
Yeah, piggies are biggin.
Piggies are purring.
Yeah, piggies
everybody's
are purring.
Purring.
Yeah, everybody's purring.
Everyone's purring.
It is a big show. It's the mandatory OTAs are today, so we will have Elliot immediately after practice. One day mandatory OTA.
What a grind.
Well, this is it until
exactly.
until training camp.
I'm
big one day of practice.
I'm disappointed. I wanted a full week of practice.
Yeah. No. One day. One mandatory day.
We're at 1 year anniversary of Jalen not being able to say anything nice about Nick Sirianni.
Oh, yep.
And letting us do a whole summer of whether or not they like each other.
Yep, that was last year. So Elliot will be with us after practice, probably around 4:30. Nick Sirianni speaks at 2:15, and we'll bring you that live. And this will probably be the last time we hear Nick until training camp as well. I mean,
yeah, he doesn't seem very eager to talk.
No. I'm sure John Clark will find him in Sea Isle at some point or Avalon
over the summer for a couple
of minutes. But
yeah, Avalon guy. Yeah,
but we won't hear him speak officially. But we did have, and we have, we again, we will bring you Nick Sirianni live at 2:15. So don't go anywhere. Nick has been very good so far this offseason at not saying anything, you know, inflammatory or anything headline worthy, but this is his last chance until August or until late July. So we'll have that. But we did have a reasonably big Phillies win last night. They went 3-2 in 11 innings over the Cubs, who very powerful offense, kind of a frightening offense the Cubs have. I can't tell with that game whether I feel, because that was an annoying game to watch. Like,
sure.
There was the Trey pickoff. There was the Castellanos getting
that
nailed.
That was a balk. Find
well,
a new slam.
Well, but it wasn't a balk.
It was a balk.
But it wasn't.
It was a
but
balk.
It wasn't.
Find a new slam.
He got picked off. Castellanos gets nailed going for two.
That was dumb.
That was ridiculous.
Out by 100 miles.
Dude, when JT hit that double in extras, weren't you terrified the camera was going to pan?
Of course.
And he was about to be out by 25 feet?
Yes.
Well, because Sosa got nailed at second as well, trying to stretch it out. It just it felt like a loss the entire game, and it felt like a wasting a good Zach Wheeler appearance. There was the Alec Bohm double play, which I swear when he hit it, I was like, this guy's going to hit into a triple play, and tomorrow's show is going to be 4 hours of me yelling into how does this guy hit into a triple play. But somehow,
focused on the wrong thing.
Somehow, with a couple of bunts and a couple of dribblers, they end up in a Brandon Marsh, deep fly to center field.
Yeah.
They win the game. I felt like relieved and annoyed. It was interesting watching the team, though, who I don't know if it was relief, I don't know if it was excitement, but it was the first, like, emotion.
Of course it was relief.
Positive emotion. They dump water on. We had a moment of daycare.
Marsh. Yeah, we had the daycare last night.
Yeah, on Otto Kemp.
Yep.
Yeah, so I don't know. Walking away from the game, did you, like, What was your gut feeling walking away from that game?
I felt like the players did, relieved that they won that game and excited. I mean, listen, they've lost 9 out of 10, and it's been some tough sledding, wasting good pitching efforts after good pitching efforts, and another one last night from Zach Wheeler you thought was going down the drains. By the way, in regulation, obviously, no, nothing extra. They had 12 hits.
Yeah.
With 2 runs.
Well, it's crazy because they wasted every base.
Yes, that's
had.
What I'm saying. Yeah. They wasted so many opportunities last night where they had guys on base. They had guys on base early. They had bases loaded with no outs.
And they got one run.
They got one run. Like, that's the frustrating part about this offense. But this is also why I'm not giving up on this team. As frustrating as the lack of hitting is at times, and it is frustrating. The defense, my goodness, can be mind-boggling, as if these guys have never been to spring training, if they've never been in a minor league, like situational base running. I don't understand. Like, if it wasn't for this starting rotation, this season would be done.
We'd be 15 games under 500.
Done.
Yeah.
And they are the only reason that I remain to have any hope.
Well, by the
because
way,
they keep you in just about every game.
And by the way, it's the reason they can win a 7-game series against anybody.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, yes. You see the Dodgers, their entire starting rotation is basically on IL right now. Mm-hmm. So you look at those games and you think to yourself, that's why I keep talking about at the deadline going in, because I say to myself,
I agree.
Every single series again, or any team that we play in the playoffs, because if we have the starting pitching, we can get there. And the other thing that made me nervous, by the way, Zach Wheeler was great last night, but I see his pitch count in the sixth inning, and he's at, you know, he started the inning with 93.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, no. We're going to have to get 7, 8. By the way, not only do we have to get 7, 8, 9, we had to get 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 and win that game from the bullpen.
Yep.
Jack, did you feel more like irritated, excited? What was the
I was just happy.
He's definitely relieved.
Come on, man. Yeah. I'm here for the good vibes.
He's definitely relieved.
I don't leave last night thinking, here comes the run. Like, they broke the seal. I think they do have to get back to having a little bit of fun. But it's also 16 hits and one extra base hit.
It's unbelievable.
One extra base hit. And Castellanos, I think, got thrown out on that extra base hit. So it didn't even really count. It didn't even really count. They grounded into only 3 double plays. It felt like 6.
Yep.
I mean, it could have easily been 6. And but obviously, like you guys said, I mean, the starting rotation, they are eerily similar to the 11 Phillies. Like, the 11 Phillies couldn't score either. You know, I know they had a lot of big names, just like this team has big names. But there was a run there in the middle of summer, 27 to 44 games, where they scored 3 runs or less. Like, similar offenses, but an unbelievable rotation that you hope can carry through. But, man, even with the lineup, they're going to walk Kyle Schwarber as long as Bryce Harper's out, because there's no reason not to.
Yeah.
Well, and talk about protection. I mean, boom hitting behind Schwarber. I feel like they got to flip that around or something. Like, I feel like you got to have. I know you want to get
put him back at leadoff while Bryce is hurt.
I don't know about that. Then
just moving
about that.
Moving chairs on the Titanic,
yeah.
Man.
All right.
You got
I'll
a
say
couple,
Titanic right now.
Well, I'm just saying, you got a couple of hitters. You're still trying to sprinkle these guys through 5 other hitters who can't. You don't know what you're going to get out of those guys.
Right.
Although Otto Kemp was. He was.
Well. I mean,
combined exit velocity in the last 2 hits.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, he got on base. I feel good for the kid.
I didn't realize he had speed.
He's a little fast.
Yeah, he moves.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't realize.
You know what he has? He has that, I wasn't drafted, and I want to stay in the major leagues.
Oh, yeah, the hustle.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he's got.
Hey, it's
I
D2,
know what that's like.
D2 success, baby.
All right, coming up next, Nick Sirianni with the last time he will speak until training camp. So we will bring you Nick Sirianni live. We are at the Chesapeake Inn Restaurant Marina. We are out on the deck in Chesapeake, Maryland. Be here until 6 o'clock. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.